so much insecurity.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me?
What are you doing to Johnny?
Go on back to your ward. There's nothing you can do for your friend now.
What?
John Barnett is dead.
No, I heard him screaming.
I said John Barnett is dead. You understand?
Go on, Crandall. Get out of here. There's nothing more to see here. You understand?
Some guy I used to work with over the violent crime section said it was important.
Reggie.
Oh, I hate it when you do that.
This is Special Agent Scully, Reggie Perdue.
How are you?
So what happened here?
Lone gunman took out a sales girl after she filled up a bag for him.
You guys turn up anything?
Not much, except this is going to blow your mind.
Why?
I'm telling you, Mulder, this is going to blow your mind.
What is it?
Wait a second.
You see what I called you?
What about witness descriptions?
White male, 5'11 to 6 feet, ski mask.
Damn it, Reggie, that's Barnett.
Yeah, but it can't be.
Who's Barnett?
It was my first case at the Bureau. Barnett was doing armed jobs all over D.C. and getting away with it. Very trigger happy. Killed 7 people. There was this big task force. Reggie was my ASAC. I was 28 years old, right out of the academy. I had this theory on the case. Reggie thought I was full of it. I was full.
What was the theory?
Barnett had an inside connection. An employee at the armored car company was tipping him off about large shipments of cash. Turns out I was sort of right.
Sort of?
Yeah, we planted bogus waybills, manifest with the armored car company to try to set a trap, but Barnett was way ahead of us. That's when the notes started.
Fox can't guard the chicken coop.
Clever, huh?
So you never caught him?
No, we did. We did, but not clean. An agent died. Because I screwed up.
And what happened to Barnett?
He avoided the death penalty on a technicality, but he went down for every job he did. Consecutive terms, 340 years. The judge promised me he would die in prison.
So you think he escaped?
No, that's just it. He did die in prison 4 years ago.
You're sure?
I was paying attention.
Is Guy a friend of yours?
Yeah, I play golf with him every Sunday. What do you think?
You just brought this in 10 minutes ago.
You're slipping, Henderson.
10 minutes may be enough time for you, Mulder. Of course, I wouldn't know that from personal experience.
Yeah, seriously, what do you think?
Okay, first impressions. The ink is fresh. The note was written in the last 48 hours. Ballpoint, but you knew that. A right-hander. Let's see. Written by someone sitting down. Now I'm just showing off.
Yeah, does it match Barnett?
I'd say it's him.
But you're not sure.
95%. Writing's sloppier. Some of the ascenders and descenders are heavier.
Could it have been traced over an old note of Barnett's?
Could be, but it's a damn good job if it is.
Thanks, Henderson. I owe you one.
Promises, promises.
There's Barnett. We staked out an airport warehouse, but everything went to hell when Barnett took the driver of the armored truck hostage.
Where's Mulder?
There. Coming around back. Barnett doesn't see him.
He's got a clear shot.
Yeah, he should have taken it.
But he couldn't.
No, no, not with the hostage so close.
Because it's not by the book.
Would have saved one life, maybe two. Bastard, Barnett just started blasting away.
So Mulder did shoot Barnett.
Twice in the shoulder and hand, but not before Barnett killed the driver and Agent Steve Wallenberg. Mulder never forgave himself for that. You should have heard his testimony at Barnett's trial.
Probably had a lot to do with the sentence the judge gave Barnett.
I'll never forget Mulder coming down from the witness stand and Barnett turning and saying he'd get Mulder. Tell you the truth, I wish Mulder had killed Barnett right there in the warehouse.
What did Henderson come up with?
95% sure it's Barnett's handwriting.
What's that?
Federal Bureau of Prisons sent me a copy of his death certificate. Name of deceased, Barnett John Irvin. Cause of death, cardiac arrest. Date, September 16th, 1989.
And it must be a very clever copycat.
The note was written in the last 48 hours.
Pull any prints?
No prints.
Barnett had a lot of time on his hands while he was in prison. Maybe he planned it with someone on the outside.
Revenge from the grave, that'd be a neat trick.
He planned to get you, didn't you? I was just down talking to Agent Perdue.
Can I show you the videotape?
You did the right thing, Mulder.
Did I? Steve Wallenberg had a wife and two kids. One of his boys is an all-star on his football team now. I pulled that trigger 2 seconds earlier and Wallenberg would be here to see his kid play. Instead, I got some dead man robbing jewelry stores and sending me haikus.
I'll get you, you son of a bitch!
I've been thinking about it, Mulder, and I think that somebody is messing with your head.
Barnett said he'd get me. You were there.
I don't care what Barnett said. He's dead, Mulder.
Apparently not.
Oh, come on. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of guys who know that Barnett made the threat.
It's Barnett, Reggie.
How can you say that?
I don't know. I just feel it.
You know, all this talk around here about Spooky Mulder, I never used to pay it much mind. I figured it was just talk about how paranoid you were and all.
And now?
Remember the day you walked into my office wet from Quantico? You pissed me off just looking at you, but then I saw how your mind worked, how you were always three jumps ahead. It was scary, Mulder. Everybody said so.
I've heard the story.
Yeah, well, maybe you ought to hear it again. You let a lot of people down here in the Bureau. They had big plans for you. A lot of people are saying that Spooky Mulder has become an embarrassment, a liability.
What? Are you saying that somebody from the Bureau is behind this?
Maybe, maybe not. It's always best to cover your ass in any event.
Sorry. This was just faxed. It's a copy of John Barnett's last will and testament. No surviving relatives, left what little he had to another prisoner, a Joe Crandall, and instructions for his body to be cremated. His will was executed 6 months after his death, and this document states that his ashes were spread along a bank of the Delaware River by an employee of the crematory used by the prison.
So like I said, I think somebody's messing with your head.
Killing a sales clerk just to leave me a note? I'd say that's gone a little out of your way. He's older now. He may have put on some weight.
How much older?
5 years. He could be wearing any kind of disguise.
Back to the day in question. Was it your impression, Agent Mulder, that John Barnett took a kind of a perverse pleasure in his crimes? Didn't he send you notes to taunt you?
Yes, I felt that he was daring us to catch him, that he killed his victims almost as if it were part of a game.
Describe for the court, if you would, Agent Mulder, what happened when you finally caught John Barnett.
We had a customs warehouse at the airport staked out. We knew that Barnett had someone working for the armored car transport, tipping him off about large cash shipments. But we never figured that he would actually be inside the vehicle when it arrived. That's how Barnett was able to take the driver of the vehicle hostage.
In other words, John Barnett used his own accomplice as a hostage.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what happened?
We surrounded Barnett, and we ordered him to surrender his hostage and his weapon.
And where were you at this time, Agent Mulder?
I was right behind Barnett.
With a clear shot at the suspect?
Yes, ma'am.
But you didn't fire. Why?
No, it's against FBI regulations to unnecessarily endanger the life of a hostage. And I thought that with no means of escape, Barnett would give up.
But what happened instead?
The suspect, John Barnett, fired his weapon point blank at his hostage, and then he turned his gun on Steve Wallenberg. Shot him in the face.
Thank you, Agent Mulder. No further questions at this time.
He gunned him down, just for spite.
Your Honor, we object.
Witness will step down.
There's a man with a wife and two small children, and you shot him without hesitation, without conscience, without an ounce of humanity.
Your Honor, do something.
Which is why you should die like an animal,
Agent
you
Mulder,
son of a
do not
bitch.
Stop. I'll find you in contempt of court. Order in the court. If there's not order in this court, I will be forced to clear the courtroom.
Your Honor, this is my highly irregular and inflammatory against the defendant now. Yes, stricken from the record.
Duly noted, counsel. The jury will disregard.
Pronounce of every variation.
Right. I just got off the phone with the prison.
What did they come up with?
No, I called them on a hunch. John Barnett died of a heart attack, right? At least that's what it says on his death certificate. Well, I had them fax me all of his medical records. Barnett was admitted to the prison infirmary for an infection in his right hand. There isn't any indication or diagnosis of coronary complications. In fact, on his physical 6 months earlier, he was given a clean bill of health.
Crandall, someone to see you.
I don't get many visitors.
You knew John Barnett?
Yes, sir.
How well did you know?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Pretty well.
He left you everything he had in his will. You must have known him better than pretty well.
He used to change his bandages, and we just got to know each other.
Are you aware that Barnett died of cardiac arrest in this facility in 1989?
Cardiac arrest? Where does it say that?
On his death certificate.
He ain't dead, is he?
Why do you say that?
Last time I saw John Barnett, he was right in that room over there. Doctor working on him with a knife took his bad hand clean off.
What doctor?
Was it Dr. Ridley?
Yeah, it was Dr. Ridley, that's the one. He told me Johnny was dead, but I knew it was a lie. Put a knife right up under my chin just for asking.
How could you tell Barnett wasn't dead?
I saw him looking at me. I saw him blink. And I'll never forget those eyes.
What are you going to do?
I know what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to hang around and wait for Barnett to send me another Valentine.
You mean the ghost of John Barnett?
I didn't know you believed in ghosts, Scully.
Hello? Yeah, just a minute. For you.
Mulder.
Fox Mulder.
Barnett?
I want a trace.
You sound surprised.
Well, you know, shouldn't I be?
You know, it's illegal to tape another's phone call without their express permission. Isn't that what they call it?
In some states. What makes you think I'm taping you?
Same thing makes me think you're putting a trace on this call.
What state are you in?
Same state you are. I stood next to you in line for coffee this morning.
I don't think so.
Man, I'm everywhere you are. Everywhere. I own you.
How do I know it's really you, Barnett?
What did I say to you in the courtroom? Did you ever doubt me?
I don't know. What did you tell me in the courtroom?
Huh. If you think you're going to keep me on this phone with this clumsy act.
Listen, by all accounts, John Barnett is a dead man.
Oh, you're the dead man, Mulder.
Fine. I just need confirmation that you are who you say you are.
You want confirmation? You got it.
Barnett, you there?
You lost him.
Yeah, he was hip to the trace.
Was it Barnett?
John Barnett was from New Hampshire. He had a slight accent. Listen to this.
Fine. I just need confirmation that you are who you say you are.
You want confirmation? You got it.
What did he mean by that?
I don't know, but that is John Barnett. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Reggie, it's Mulder.
Mulder, what do you want? It's the middle of the night.
It's only 10:45, Reggie.
Yeah, well, I was sleeping.
Listen, Reggie, it doesn't look like Barnett's dead after all.
Now what?
I got an inmate at the prison who swears he saw Barnett alive the night they say he died.
Mulder, go home. Get some rest.
Now listen, Reggie, there's just one thing that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, Agent Henderson said that that note that was left at the jewelry store was written by a right-hander.
Yeah, so?
Well, this inmate at the prison, he swears he saw Barnett's right hand amputated. Reggie, you there? Hey, Reggie!
Reggie! What's going on? Are you there? What the hell is going on, Reggie?
Reggie! What happened? Hey, Reggie!
Guys, brought your fine-tooth comb. I want every piece of lint collected and analyzed. If nothing turns up, run it through again. Mulder.
His wife died of cancer 6 years ago. Never liked to talk about it. But as long as I knew him, he was working on a mystery novel. He promised to show it to me once, but he never did. I think he was afraid I wouldn't like it. I'm probably the only guy on the bureau who trusted enough to even ask.
I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking how different things would have been if I would have taken that shot at Barnett when I had it.
Mulder, we're still not 100% sure that this is him.
Fresh ink. Slightly smeared. I hate to tell you, and I'm not known to be wrong about these things, but this note was most certainly written by a right-handed person. You see the pressure points inside the pen grooves? It's a dead giveaway.
Hmm. Would you be able to tell if this note was written by somebody using a prosthetic hand?
Well, this fella, and I'm assuming from the cursive figures here that it is a male suspect, he has a fairly nice fluid style. Judging from the pressure variations in the connectors, this person would need good finger dexterity. You're not going to get that with a prosthesis.
So you think it's the same person that wrote the first note?
Uh-huh. It's the guy you think killed Agent Perdue?
Yeah.
You know what occurred to me? You never got any prints off those notes. If this guy was wearing a glove on his pen hand, the note wouldn't be smeared like it is. For what it's worth.
I was just trying to find you. Listen to this. According to the AMA, Dr. Ridley, who signed Barnett's death certificate, hasn't officially been a doctor since 1979.
What do you mean?
His membership expired and wasn't renewed. after the state of Maryland revoked his medical license for flagrant research malpractice and misuse of a government grant.
Where does it say that?
Right here, in the Federal Journal for the National Institute of Health.
What kind of research?
He was conducting experiments on young children afflicted with a disease called progeria.
The patient, you see, is an 8-year-old girl suffering from the advanced stages of progeria.
She looks about 90.
Only about 100 cases have ever been reported, so the disease is rare.
But fatal.
Some progeria patients make it to early adulthood, but others become terminal at age 7 or 8.
What's the cause of death?
Clinically, it's cardiac or cerebral vascular disease, but actually, these poor kids die of old age.
Is that Dr. Ridley?
Yes, in 1974. Joe Ridley thought that he could take their accelerated aging and slow it down. Initially, some of his lab work was promising, but then things got out of control. He wanted to begin human trials.
Why wasn't he allowed to?
Because he hadn't met the criteria. It was all too hypothetical, too dangerous. I mean, I knew Joe Ridley. He didn't care about those kids. He talked about them as if they were laboratory animals. This terrible disease, progeria, he saw it as a wonderful opportunity. He used those exact words with me once. An opportunity to unlock all the secrets. When they refused to allow the human trials, he became enraged. Do you know what they called Joe Ridley behind his back?
What?
Dr. Mengele.
So how did Dr. Ridley eventually lose his medical license?
He went ahead with the human trials, secretly, on an outpatient basis. When we learned about it, of course, we terminated his grant and filed charges with the state medical boards.
I'm afraid your colleague, Dr. Ridley, has dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Although it's rumored he went to South America to continue his work.
You don't just reverse aging.
Ridley's found a way.
Listen to what you're saying.
He wanted human research subjects, right? Prisoners. Prisoners like John Barnett.
Mulder, it's science fiction.
Well, what would you have said 20 years ago about gene splicing, DNA fingerprinting, cloning, artificial intelligence? Maybe we're not looking for a man in his late 40s after all. Maybe John Barnett has found the perfect disguise. Youth. Aging backwards now. Let's start with 10 years. Now 5 years more. And add 20 pounds. A healthy 20 pounds.
Ridley's notes from the human trials at NIH indicate he didn't see aging as inevitable, but as an opportunistic disease. A disease that could be prevented, reversed even, by changing the chemical cues that trigger certain genes. However, there is no evidence whatsoever that Ridley's work yielded any results, or that his theories, all hope to the contrary, hold any validity. According to the leading scientific journals, projections on this kind of genetic engineering are at best speculative and futuristic.
Thank you.
Is it?
Dr. Joe Ridley.
Dr. Joseph Ridley, where have you been for the past 5 years?
I originally continued my research in Mexico, but for the last 3 years, I spent my time in Central America, in Belize, to be exact.
What about Barnett?
John Barnett is the only patient left, the only one who survived the experiments.
What about you?
My appearance is deceiving. I have no more than a month to live as I am dying from a rare cerebral vascular disease.
The same disease that kills a kid suffering from progeria.
That's right. An unfortunate side effect of the treatment. But using the genetic components of progeria, I was able to reverse the aging process in much the same way the disease expedited it. At the same time, I and my patients became genetically susceptible to the same ailments a child of 6 or 8 would if he had the disease.
And what about Barnett?
John Barnett. If I didn't so personally detest the man, I might call my one triumph.
Barnett's not dying?
Only his eyes, which for some reason do not respond to the gene therapy. Otherwise, John Barnett appears to be thriving.
But how?
I varied Barnett's treatment. Once I isolated the progeria receptors, I stumbled on something quite unexpected. These same genes related to the production of myelin.
The material that insulates neurons in the body.
Yes. You see, myelin is not present in the very young. And by reversing the effects of aging, I found with Barnett, I was able to regulate the production of myelin. Myelin being the material that prohibits you or I from, say, regenerating a new hand if we were to have ours cut off.
You were able to grow John Barnett a new hand?
Not exactly. Not a human hand, anyway. I could never get the cells to divide or behave properly.
I'm afraid to ask. What kind of hand did you grow?
There had been some successful work done in London. By taking samples of what we call cell morphogens from an amputated salamander arm and applying them to the back of the creature, they were able to grow a new limb on a completely different part of the body. But only on salamanders.
Until John Barnett.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
My work has cost me dearly. I'm an outcast in the medical community. I was called Dr. Mengele, Dr. Frankenstein, but I didn't care.
Because you knew that if your theories panned out...
The man who owns the Fountain of Youth controls the world. When the AMA censured me, certain sponsors came out of the woodwork. One of them was the U.S. government.
They financed your research?
You might be more surprised to learn just how high up the ladder this dirty little secret goes.
Proud of the way in which this matter was handled, but like it or not, John Barnett is a fact of life.
I wish Agent Perdue were around to appreciate the irony.
The government knew full well that Barnett was in the country. You, of course, know that Barnett stole all of Ridley's research.
Yes, Ridley
was... Well, what Ridley doesn't know is that our government is bargaining with Barnett to buy it from him.
What does he want?
A lot of money, immunity, safe haven.
Will he get it?
He holds all the cards.
You're aware that this freak of science you're negotiating with is a murderer.
The information he has could change the course of mankind. Consider the options.
I will.
My private answering machine, or at least it used to be.
What do you mean?
When I ran from the shower this morning, I heard someone dialing in my private code and replaying my messages. Last night, before Dr. Ridley arrived, I could have sworn there was someone in my apartment, but when Ridley knocked, I thought I'd mistaken the noise for him.
Scully.
This morning, I took this down to Prince before I came here. John Barnett's left index oblique is on the underside of this unit.
Mulder. Barnett.
Your new friend, Ridley.
Don't grow too fond of him. He's gonna die soon, like the rest of your friends.
The rest of my friends?
One by one.
You're not that smart.
Tell me, you're not gonna make me prove it to you again, are you? Oh, well, no matter. It'll be your turn soon enough.
Well, you won't get that chance.
Oh, no? Who's gonna stop me, huh? Man, this is the land of the free! I'm just checking in. Bye for now.
What does Barnett know about you from your messages?
That my mother called for no reason, and I'm meeting a friend before her cello recital.
Where's that? Before the performance, during, we're working at a disadvantage because we don't know exactly what Barnett looks like. Study each of these faces. Know them. Particularly the eyes.
I'm including a diagram of the theater. You have 6 front entrances and 4 more backstage.
We know that if he shows, he'll be keying on Scully. So wherever she is, she should not leave your sight. We've got 2 hours before the performance. Know this place inside and out. We don't want any shots fired if we can help it. We want to take Barnett alive. Okay? How you feeling?
It's the first time I've ever played the target.
Let's make sure it's not the last.
Thank you.
Let her go.
Okay. Go ahead and shoot. Go ahead, man. Shoot, Mulder. What are you afraid of, huh? What? Against regulations? Huh? No, man, you need me alive, don't you? Because I'm the only one who knows where the research is, huh? So I can shoot her! And you just have to live with it, don't you, huh?
Shut up!
How about it, Mulder? Just like old times, huh? Huh?
Call an ambulance.
I'll do it. Right.
Hear me? It's okay, Scully. An ambulance is on the way. You all right? Don't try to move.
How are you feeling?
I think somebody kicked me in the ribs.
A bullet went through 8 layers of Kevlar. You're lucky to be alive.
What about him?
Now, they flew in 3 specialists to try to save his life. That guy in the ugly suit there is probably CIA. He's been trying to talk to him.
Is Barnett conscious?
Yeah, but he's not talking.
Mulder, I know what you did wasn't by the book.
Tells you a lot about the book, doesn't it? Bastard will take that research with him to the grave.
Where do you think it is?
Who knows? If Barnett didn't destroy it, he could have stashed it anywhere. Which would have a certain cruel irony, wouldn't it? Scientific knowledge that could change the course of mankind buried out in a field somewhere, or sitting in some safe deposit box, getting old just like the rest of us.
If he didn't destroy it, chances are that somehow, someday, somebody will find it.
And when they do, maybe he didn't get his revenge from beyond the grave, but somehow I feel like we haven't heard the last from John Barnett.